producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. You're always invited to call with whatever it is that's on your mind, regardless of what we appear to be chatting about on the air. And I know many of you listen on podcasts, which means that you may be a couple months. Podcasts are up for what, about a year? How far back can people go on podcasts, Manny? Do you know?
Oh, they can go back at least a few months. I don't know exactly how
probably
far
not a year,
back.
Though, huh?
Maybe a year. I'm not entirely sure. But
I don't know either.
But I know at least a few months they can go back.
Yeah. Good. So. Yeah, I mean, at one point when I was keeping track, and I haven't actually checked it any time recently, that at one point I know we were getting like 3 million podcast downloads a month. So I have no idea what it is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a large number of people who are listening something other than real time. So the idea of sort of keeping up with the discussion has never really been part of our agenda. You're allowed to chat about whatever it is that's on your mind, but it's even less so with now that we get so many people on podcasts. So 855-993-7569. So podcasts are certainly a way of listening. Radio is a way of listening. Streaming is a way of listening. And in terms of getting in touch, you can send me an email. You can go on Facebook. You could certainly call me. And Manny was saying, look, we just got kind of an urgent email, so could we do it now? And I said, sure. So what was the email that we just got?
This came in about 45 minutes ago. It's from Trish, and she says, Dr. Joy, I'm 47 years old with four children and my own struggling kitchen design business. I have never dealt with issues well, and about 11 years ago, my OBGYN prescribed me to Paxil. I have tried several times to go off them, but I seem as though without them, I am no longer the person I was before or during the use. Are there any suggestions? I was off the Paxil for about 6 months, and I was sad, cranky, and irritable. I still panic even with Paxil, just not as bad. Sometimes I feel like the Paxil just makes me okay with the issues rather than deal with them.
Okay, let's take this one. Sort of, we'll go backward from your statements to the beginning. Paxil doesn't cure the problem. It just didn't. It masks the symptoms. I don't think Paxil is a beta blocker, but it's all right. So let me just explain to you what happens when you have an anxiety attack or panic attack. It's a very fast response to real or perceived danger. Everybody on the planet's got it. Some people have a better developed sense of it than others. And the idea is, at some point in our evolution, it was survival. It was very useful because it allowed your body to instantaneously, without having to deal with your big, fancy, slow cortex that says friend or foe, it just responded. And it responded by getting your body able to move quickly, to either fight off what you perceived as a danger or to escape it, to run away. If you're talking about saber-toothed tigers or fire or an enemy, all of that's very helpful. If you're talking about worrying where your kids are at night, or whether you're going to get your design done on time, or whether you put on some weight and your husband's having an affair, not so useful. However, the mechanism is exactly the same whether you're dealing with an ancestor coming around the corner of your cave ready to take your scalp, or a predator at work who's after your job. Your body's going to respond exactly the same way. With your cave ancestor, useful, survival. With you sitting at your QB, not so useful. your body doesn't hasn't sorted that out. It's a very old response. It's a very fast response, and it doesn't use your logic. But you can use your logic, which is why with anxiety, you don't necessarily want to just get rid of the symptoms, even though you could say, well, if I don't have the symptoms, what difference does it make? And if the answer is severalfold. I mean, the first answer is, well, okay, you're right. That who cares at some point what the underlying cause is if you don't have to worry about the symptoms anymore. The problem with that approach is often the medication stops being useful, number one. You develop some kind of resistance to the medication. But equally importantly, understand that your body is saying danger, problem. And bodies, if you ignore them, tend to increase the intensity. So if you are ignoring those symptoms during the day because you're medicated, what you may find is at night they're emerging, or during the day there's a sense of disquiet, or that you have to take more medication to achieve the same level of equanimity. So no matter how you look at it, not to mention, Americans, as you know, are 5% of the world's population. We use 75% of the world's prescription drugs. And most of us think that if you're taking a drug that's been prescribed, you've done something wrong. I mean, Americans are perfectly willing to use drugs for recreation. We just don't think we should use them to run our daily lives. And by and large, I would agree with that, at least half that sentence, that the less is more, as one of our respondents said last hour. You want to be as healthy and as self-reliant and as undependent on drugs as possible, because there's no such thing as a drug without side effects. All right, so back to Paxil. Could therapy help you understand the basis of your anxiety? Sure. And you can say, well, but I already understand the basis of my anxiety. I've got 4 kids and a design business. Well, yes and no. My guess is that the anxiety predated the 4 kids and the business. It's very likely something that came up either in your childhood or your adolescence, and it was your response to having an exam or having to get up in front of the class or having your parents yell at you or having a date that was late or all the other kinds of things that happen. So by understanding where that anxiety originated, you may understand other ways of controlling the symptoms. We talk about square breathing a lot, which I can certainly wander through for you. I think it's also on the website. And let me also say one other thing about Paxil before we go on, or any of the anti-anxiety medications. They're very, very common. They do lose some of their potency over time in that you have to increase the dosage to get the same result. But you shouldn't put yourself on them, and you shouldn't take yourself off of them, because you can have some serious rebound. Talk with your doctor about it. See if therapy makes some sense to you. You can start keeping a log for yourself, which doesn't cost anything. You don't even have to tell anybody about it, of when you're more likely to be anxious, when you're less likely to be anxious. You may correlate it with your menstrual cycle as well, with your sleep cycle, with your work cycle, with all sorts of things. But you're going to feel better about your life, I think, if you feel that you have a little bit more control over what your responses are. Square breathing is just the acknowledgement that panic responses are the basic rule of thumb. Not basically, the basic rule of thumb is our breathing is the CO2 oxygen balance in our body, and you can change that consciously so that the unconscious response will be a little bit more under your conscious control. If you need some more help about that, just give me a call. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Psychotropic medication in general should not be self-prescribed and should not be self-dosed, because you're going to get yourself into trouble. You also should have a professional who knows a lot about psychotropic medication, i.e. a psychiatrist or a psychopharmacologist, prescribing them rather than your family physician. I'm a great fan of general practitioners, but not when it comes. You wouldn't have your general practitioner operate on your heart, and you shouldn't have your general practitioner dealing with your psyche either. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, as I said yesterday, there are a bunch. And I'm going to go in alphabetical order because the best one is basically near the end, and I want you to pay attention to the entire list. Kind of sneaky, huh? Becoming Bulletproof is well-meaning. It's a group of special needs kids who get together and put on a Western complete with gunslingers. And it was it's hard to evaluate it because you don't want to really be a Scrooge and say, well, it's not terribly entertaining because it's so well-meaning. It's for a specific audience. And if you're that audience, you'll probably get a kick out of it. And if you're not, you're going to be really mad at me if you pay real money to see it. But it does enlarge the idea that all of us can do something and give it an opportunity that we really rise to the challenge. And for that, it's worth seeing. Diablo is not a very good Western. The major reason to see it is Clint Eastwood's kid, Scott, who is probably even better looking than he is or was at the same age. I'm not sure he can act, but he sure is eye candy. Entertainment, I hated it at the time it came out. And people have kind of liked it, some people. It's a story of a comedian who's not really very funny and not very attractive and really angry. And his journey, it's kind of existential. You have to be in a certain mood for it, and kind of cranky mood, I think. I didn't like it particularly. I Smile Back, you have to be a Sarah Silverman fan. And I must tell you, I'm sure she's lovely to her mother, but she really broke the heart of a friend of mine. I'll tell you, Joe Franklin, who is one of the nicest people on the face of the planet, he died about maybe 8 or 9 months ago. And he is an old-time broadcaster. He had a TV show, the nicest man. And she, in one of her comic stand-up routines, said that he'd raped her. And he didn't get the joke, and it broke his heart. And I will never forgive her for that, just because you need to be careful about who you pick on. And I didn't like the movie particularly anyway. She plays a bored housewife who's having an affair, so the subject matter is something I don't like very much anyway. But I really resent that how unhappy she made his final days on this planet. Not a fair basis for criticism, but nevertheless. My All-American, on the other hand, I liked, and basically no one else on the planet did. But first of all, I think Aaron Eckhart is wonderful. Also, Flint Whitlock, who I think is a charming actor. It's a story of University of Texas football coach.
Coach Darrell Royal.
And a kid who should not have made the team and did. It's kind of I just liked it. I like football. You know, even though I went to Rice, anything about Texas football is pretty interesting. Darrell Royal is certainly Texas royalty. So, and the kid was good. Racing Extinction is one of those movies that we've gotten used to seeing about the planet, which are very heartfelt, wonderful photography. There's another one coming out called Biomimicry, I think is the name of it. That's not the name of it. It's something about love the earth or something, but biomimicry, the idea being that we should mimic what nature does rather than to control what nature does. They're all very well meaning. Some of them have better science than others. Some of them have better suggestions about what to do as opposed to just gnashing our teeth and wrenching our clothes and pulling out our hair. Secret in Their Eyes is one of Julia Roberts' few missteps. It's also got Chiwetel Ejiofor in it. The idea of some undercover cops who discover a body in a dumpster, and it turns out to be one of their children, one of their daughters, and what happens as a result of the investigation. So it's not an easy movie. It's not a very pleasant movie. I think Chiwetel Ejiofor is wonderful. Julia Roberts, I mean, it's a nice to kind of watch her morph into slightly less, aren't I cute, America sweetheart roles. But this didn't work particularly. Okay, The Good Dinosaur comes out on DVD this week, which is one of those animations that both adults and kids will like. The Girl in the Book is a subject matter of a daughter dealing with her father's best friend, and it's a little creepy on some level, and you'll figure out why in probably from the title of the DVD. It's okay. Okay, the one I would send you to this week unabashedly and without reservation is Spotlight. a lot of people think that the Oscars are going to be between Spotlight and Revenant for Best Movie of the Year. I would put The Big Short. The Big Short was my favorite movie of the year, which I put up in December, just because it's about something, as Spotlight is as well. Revenant is kind of about something, and it's about a revenant is, as I mentioned to you, no one knew what it was. I actually looked it up. It's a spirit or soul that comes back for revenge, which makes a little more sense. Maybe I would have liked the movie better if I'd known that at the beginning, but you're not supposed to know those things at the beginning. You're supposed to just watch the movie. It was not one of my favorite movies. It has some powerful scenes in it, but I like movies that are about something, and Spotlight is about the Boston Globe's investigation of the church pedophile problem in Boston in the 80s. It came out about the same time, Spotlight came out about the same time that Truth came out, which is the Dan Rather story. And I really liked Truth until I saw Spotlight, and I just thought Spotlight was much better. And the difference between Truth and Spotlight, to a certain extent, is at one point, the producer for Dan Rather says, we need 3 months to investigate this story. And they said, no, we need it on the air in, you've got 5 days. And they say, okay. The same scenario happens in Spotlight, except this time it's the crew saying we need to go to press with this, and the boss is saying no, not until we've nailed everything down. And to a certain extent, not only the movies themselves, but the situations were, one was very successful, one was a disaster because of that. It says as much about the news media and that rush to scoop things and to get exclusives and to be the first in your neighborhood to get the story as anything else, that when you take the time to do the research, you're going to have a much more solid basis, even though the medium tends to move against that kind of careful investigation. But the movie is terrific. It's got a great cast in it. John Slattery, Lee Shriver, Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton, Rachel McAdams. It's really terrific. And will be. It's on the short list. It's on one of the 8 for Best Movie of the Year. And if it weren't, it would be my choice other than The Big Short. And I just thought The Big Short had a little bit more texture to it. It puts a little humor in it. It's a little more complicated story. And I suppose Spotlight, I actually was in Boston during the time that the investigation was going on and sort of knew some of the parties. So, but Spotlight is certainly my pick of the week in terms of DVDs. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, okay. You know, before we do the question, somebody called me up yesterday and asked me if I would do a blog cast. Because blogs are written, right? This was recorded, so I don't know what they did about politicians, and it was a really interesting question. I'll tell you what, let's do the program director question first, and then remind me to tell you what they asked me about, because I thought it was having to do with politics, and not my politics, but politics in general. Okay, so go ahead and tell me.
All right, this one says, Dr. Joy, what are your thoughts on finding a cure for corruption of any kind, not just related to money like abuse of power, discretion, distortion or intent, distortion of meaning?
Wow. All right. So corruption, let's see, if we had a definition of corruption, I guess the word distortion would come to mind, right? I'm just trying to think what the, if they're, let me see if I can find the word corruption and see what it says. But I guess distortion of intent, would we buy that? Let's see what it says. Corruption. Definition. Here we go. Dishonest or fraudulent conduct by those in power, typically involving bribery. Do you know the UN actually has a group that specifically deals with of organizing major corporations on a worldwide basis to wipe out bribery and corruption? I thought that was kind of interesting.
Hmm.
The process, because it's obviously an acknowledgement that it exists. The process by which something, typically a word or expression, is changed from its original use of meaning to one that is regarded as erroneous or debased. So they're talking about alteration, misconduct, wrongdoing, crime. So I guess my notion of distortion is relatively is relatively benign. They're saying dishonest or illegal behavior by powerful people. All right, so to a certain extent, at least the dictionary would say that corruption has to do with power. But I, as you point out, there are ways of corrupting and being corrupted without necessarily being in power. But by definition, it seems to me, you have to have some power to be able to distort, right? You can corrupt a file online. You can corrupt somebody, I suppose, by bribing them. So how do we wipe it out? Well, we could start at the back end of it and say that we would investigate it more, although we did a story yesterday that said the IRS is at a 10-year low in terms of auditing major corporations. As far as I'm concerned, that's not a recipe for wiping out corruption. That's a recipe for increasing corruption, number one. So being vigilant, investigating, having the penalties well known and enacted. But that's punishment, right? That's deterrent by punishing at the back end of corruption. How do you convince people not to be corrupt? Well, I'd love to say the golden rule would help, but it doesn't seem to, does it? And a lot of the people who turn out to be the most corrupt are the ones that are quite often the ones who most vigilantly espouse biblical teachings and the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule. Spotlight is certainly, having just reviewed that, is certainly an example of corruption of powerful people who are well-respected and got away with incredibly illegal and immoral practices for a very long period of time. And not only did individuals get away with it, but the organization allowed it. It's very clear that higher-ups knew about it for a very long period of time. So transparency, I guess, although that's an often-used word and seldom applied, of people being open and honest about their doings, including their financial doings. But as we've found out through history, and it's not only this year or last year or this country or with politicians or the Catholic Church or any particular group, that we know historically that corruption is part and parcel of power, that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's a statement that's probably a couple hundred years old. So how do we wipe it out? I keep our eyes open, I guess. Whistleblowers should be rewarded and protected. But again, that's after the fact. That's not stamping out corruption. That's making corruption heavily penalized so that people will think twice about doing it. But how do you get people to the point where they do not even think about being corrupted? And we know, for example, the drug cartels in South America, that the people who were not corrupted by the huge amounts of money were often murdered. So the price of not being corrupt, we know in when you have crooked cops, which is not to say all cops are crooked, but that the penalty for not going along can be huge and heinous. How do you change human behavior? And I don't know how we do that, short of science fiction, which is kind of scary Apparently Deadpool is, that's part of the plot. I'm not sure as psychologists that any of us have the answer to that. How do we raise better people is really what you're asking. And when we talk about better, we're not talking about a super race. We're not talking about people who run faster and jump higher and live longer. We're talking about people who are more moral, who are more empathic, who are more honest, who are, and I suppose that you could say, well, somebody like Mike Bloomberg may be less corrupt because he's so wealthy. But I'm not sure that that's the way to wipe out corruption, is make everybody wealthy. But it may be, but maybe that is the clue. Maybe if we could give people the sense that what was important was not financial wealth, but other kinds of things, if people were rewarded for being honest, or and we do that to a certain extent. We have, that's part of every week or every day we put up sort of a good news story, because we were getting so tired of all the bad news stories of somebody who will do a concert and give the money away to homeless people, of somebody who will find a huge amount of money and return it, of somebody who will endow a university so that other people can have the same advantages that they have. That we have all sorts of examples of that. We don't hear it of them as often. But as a society, if we valued money less, good luck. So, but you could say, well, people may be bribed by in other ways. And it used to be in the Middle Ages that people could buy dispensations. It, during the American Revolution, that you could buy your way out of the army. So, there, whether it was the dollar, the pound, the yen, the real, whatever it is, that there's always been some method, or salt, or dragon's tooth, or whatever. There's always been some basic unit that says this is valuable, and if you want more of it, that you need to do what I want you to do, and that's the way to get more of it. How you change the values of a system. And it's not that you can't do it. My favorite example is Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that single-handedly, one woman in California essentially changed how we view drinking and driving in this country. Had an enormous impact. So I do think we can change how people think. I do think we can change values. But you're talking about something that is hugely ingrained in human psyche, that that power is important, and when you have power, it only is important if you use it. And one of the ways that you use it is you get other people to bend to your will. And if you're not careful, that your will becomes a distortion of society's values. And one of the ways that you convince people to do that is you give them a lot of what they want. And as you point out, it's not only money. Money is the most obvious way of doing it, that you give them prestige, or you give them access to sex or to drugs or to fame or to fast cars and slow women or something. But that the basic question, the existential question, is how do we make people more responsible, more capable of finding the right path rather than wrong path? Education, I think, is part of it. That the more educated you are, the more you see your options, and raising responsible children who take responsibility for their behavior. I don't know. If I had an easy answer and I could bottle it, I wouldn't even sell it. I'd give it away. I know, corruption's not my middle name. What can I tell you? Yeah, I'm not a good liar. I'm not very good at corruption. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver.
Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, before we do our, I promised that I would tell what the blog that I did yesterday on because it's a political season, and someone said, "Will you talk about your candidate?" And I said, "No, but I will talk about candidates in general." And so what I ended up talking about was volunteers, first of all, and what happens, for example, with Jeb Bush's volunteers who, after working for him for however long they were, some of them for a very long time, where he decided that he was suspending his presidential campaign, what happens? I said, well, it's kind of like being a Red Sox fan or a Cubs fan that they can at least say next year. And quite often, if you've heard, I've worked on a lot of political campaigns, and if you listen, it's really fun when they win, and when they lose, it's heartbreaking. But quite often they throw their support to another candidate, Sometimes they say next year. They always say you did a great job. It was wonderful to meet all of you. There also have been historically great places to meet people, marriages, friendships. So it used to be instead of going on Match.com or going to a church social, you work on a political campaign. And I've recommended it to people in the past because you're sharing a commitment, you're working long hours, you have something in common. So they're quite often lots of fun and kind of sexy as well. And then they talked about, and I said, that you're not alone when your candidate is rejected. And quite often what you're working for is a combination of the values of that candidate and also the personality of that candidate. And often you can decide that you're going to continue to push the agenda rather than the candidate. Then we talked about political wives, or actually political spouses, because if we were talking about this 10 years ago, other than Geraldine Ferreira, who we basically would have been talking, or Shirley Chisholm, we would have been talking, at least on a presidential level, about wives. But as the, obviously this year and more, especially at on representative and senatorial races and gubernatorial races, we're talking about spouses. And I said that I think the political couples have made their deals with one another very long, in a long time ago, that you don't run for president with very few exceptions, unless you've run for some other office in the past. And whether, I think the spouse is quite often not the issue. The children sometimes are, saying, look, we didn't sign on for this. You did never ask our opinion. And so you can see, and extended family as well. We've seen with presidential campaigns and presidents of family members who do some acting out of saying, okay, this one may be president of the United States and the most powerful person in the Western world, but I can go and get drunk and get arrested. It's fun to do, just because, not talking about any particular candidate per se, because if I haven't met them, doing a psychological analysis is not quite kosher. But you can talk about spouses in general. You can talk about volunteers in general. So that was kind of fun. Okay. So let's talk about, we were designated. Do you realize we're basically in the last week of February? We've got one day next week, and then I was saying to Manny, we're already 15% through the year. Could you believe that?
It's crazy.
I know. All right, so let's, people's definition of love. We've done corruption. I still think distortion is as good as anything else, but that's the dictionary doesn't agree with me. And the dictionary is always right, as you know. So, and their version of corruption is primarily both power and money and bribery. So, all right. So let's hear what people define love, and hopefully that's not corruption.
Sally Ann says, unconditional, like the Lord loves us.
Well, yeah, but what about, can you have, I guess that's one of the questions that I would have, and I never put up a question, if you've noticed, on Facebook that can be answered yes or no, because let me tell you, as a talk show host, having a whole bunch of people say, 50% say yes, 50% say no, is not very interesting. I need specifics. So the question is there such a thing as human unconditional love? And somebody's going to say, well, towards children. I would question that. We'd like to think that we are always without judgment and we are always without anger or disappointment or any of the other kind of words that happen when our love feels thwarted. And maybe if we put unconditional like, I don't think we unconditionally like people. And think of all the terrible things that have been done in the name of love. Whether we're talking about love of family, love of country, love of religion, a parent whacking a kid and saying, I'm only doing this because I love you. I have to be a little careful about the notion of unconditional. I would argue that while it's a valuable ideal, practically, it's just not very practical. And I've worked with organizations whose motto is unconditional love and seen all the rules they had and that you could be tossed out for breaking the rules. And I'm saying, well, where's the unconditional love part? Well, we love you, but we're going to toss you out. What does that mean? So I hear what you're saying. I just think I'm not even sure, to be quite honest, it's a worthwhile concept. I think it's an interesting construct that we need to think through a bit more carefully in terms of behavior. Okay, next one.
And then this one comes from Becky, and Becky says, love defined as caring. Care is more universally applicable across all relationships than the narrower definition of love, which emphasizes the romantic element. Love is an opportunity to temper selfishness.
Huh. Let's start with the caring part. I really like that a lot, that although presumably you could care for somebody without loving them. And care really is two different words, right? It's a noun and a verb. I care about you, or sending somebody a care package is different than caring for somebody, meaning bringing them food or binding up their wounds or bringing a care package. So it's one of those interesting words that has a duality of meaning to it. I would like to think that instead of being loving somebody, that maybe just being kind to somebody. And I think you can be kind to somebody without loving them. I think you can love somebody without being kind to them at all. So I guess what I would prefer is when someone said, yes, but I love you, and they've just done something terrible, I'm thinking, could you love me a little less? Or I'm only doing this because I love you. Well, could you not love me quite so much? Because this isn't really very workable for me. What was the other, the last thing that she said? Because I did want to comment on that as well. The last sentence.
Love is an opportunity to temper selfishness.
Okay. I would argue that yes and no. That think of all the times that you said, but I love you. And what you're saying is, you have to accept what I'm offering because I love you. So even though it's an opportunity to let go of some of our self-involvement, it isn't necessarily. So, interesting concepts, folks, and that's the whole point. Just think about it, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.